I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Friday, October 13. Coming up, Urban Development Corporation leads third city planning stakeholder consultation. Cabinet receives report of West Kingston Compensation Committee and contract signed for Western Children's Hospital. The news in detail after the break.
The annual GIS Heritage Essay, Poster and Photography Competitions are back! If you are 9 to 12 years old, enter the GIS Heritage Competition. Submit your 400 to 500 word essay on the theme, How Would You Like to See Jamaica in Another 55 Years? Students in grades 7 to 13, the poster competition is for you! Design an 11 by 17 inch poster digitally or by illustration, depicting Jamaica 55. And the photography competition targets students attending an accredited tertiary institution. Submit 100 high-resolution photograph depicting the theme Jamaica 55. Submission deadline is midnight October 31. Entry forms are available at gis.gov.jm.
Now the news. The Jamaican and Chinese governments on Thursday signed a contract for the implementation of the Western Children's Hospital project. The facility is expected to deliver targeted care for the adolescent pediatric cohort, representing the first facility in the Caribbean to do so. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton explains that the Bustamante Hospital for Children only caters to children up to age 12 years. However, the new facility will treat patients up to age 18.
Up to this point, adolescent patients were held in general population throughout the country in the hospitals. So it allows for specialty care, it gives a certain level of exclusivity to that population, and allows us therefore to provide treatment that is tailored for that age cohort. So it's another first, and a first that is worth mentioning and highlighting.
Minister Tufton, who was speaking at the signing ceremony, emphasized that the hospital is an investment in the future of Jamaica's children. Meanwhile, the government, through a private entity, will be assessing the capacity needs of five public hospitals across the island in an effort to expand service delivery. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the technical specifications of the facilities will be examined, among other considerations. He says an assessment team comprising technical experts will examine and determine the needs of the hospitals and what should be added. The hospitals that will be assessed for expansion are Maypen, Mandeville, Spanish Town, St. Anne's Bay, and Kingston Public. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is forging ahead with plans for Jamaica's third city following the staging of an inaugural technical workshop. The event involved multi-sectoral stakeholders and was organized to establish the context within which the smart city would be developed and the approach to select its location.
The city will be built to accommodate a target population, which is anticipated to relieve Kingston of its current urban overflow and reduce the burden on the capital city's infrastructure. It will also provide support for the government's objective of having two-thirds of the Jamaican population living within planned urban centers.
UDC Board Director William Tavares Finson. The third city project is in the selection stage of phase one. As the project progresses, the wider public will be engaged in various stakeholder meetings. The third city will be announced at the end of phase one. The master planning and implementation phases will be rolled out once the necessary consultancies are in place. And Cabinet has received the report of the West Kingston Commission Incursion Compensation Committee. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says he expects the report to be presented in Parliament by November. The Justice and National Security Ministers will make presentations in Parliament on different aspects of the Tivoli report. It will be the precursor to dealing with all the recommendations of the Tivoli Commission of Inquiry. The establishment of the committee was one of 10 recommendations of the Commission of Inquiry report. Minister Chuck says the committee has examined more than 1,000 claims.
A deadline was set in December of last year for all claims to be made. When the claims started to come in, a number of persons through the public defender asked for an extension of that time. And so there was a further extension of the deadline, which caused additional files to be submitted, and the committee agreed to do them.
The Justice Minister was speaking at a Rotary Club of Kingston meeting in Kingston Thursday. The West Kingston Commission Incursion Compensation Committee was established to determine the compensation payable for residents of Tivoli Gardens affected by state-inflicted violence in 2010. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.